Taking a look at the weather, Brisbane right now, 27 and partly cloudy. It's 28 degrees in Sydney, a fine partly cloudy afternoon for you. Canberra, it's fine and 25 degrees right now. 30 in Melbourne, humid, possible storms on the way later. In Hobart, it's 24 right now with showers. 33 degrees in Adelaide, a humid day where you are, possible late shower on the way. A mostly sunny 26 in Perth right now, and in Darwin, it's currently 31 degrees, a shower or two and a possible storm. Well, Australians in Ukraine are preparing to leave the country as military action at the border with Russia continues. The question is an invasion inevitable? We'll take a look right after this news update. It's 2:30 Eastern Daylight Time, 2 o'clock in South Australia, 1:30 in Queensland, 1 o'clock in the Northern Territory, and in Western Australia, it's now 11:30. Time for a news update.
ABC News with Satyam Weinstein. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet's contradicted advice from the New South Wales Education Department and his Education Minister on whether rapid tests must be carried out before the first day of school. Some independent schools have resumed today with testing kits yet to be delivered. Public schools resume next week. New South Wales Education Minister Sarah Mitchell last week said children needed to test negative before attending school on day one. Mr. Perrottet says that was never the plan.
The position has always been, I'm unsure about the minister's comments, but the position has always been from the outset that parents can use those tests twice a week at their discretion.
The New South Wales Education Department's released a statement clarifying the issue, saying students and staff will need to provide a negative COVID test before the first day of term. The ACT has recorded 884 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total number of active cases there to 4,787. COVID hospitalizations have risen to 73, marking a new record for the territory. There are four people in intensive care with one on a ventilator. 60.3% of children aged 5 to 11 have now received one dose of the vaccine in the territory. The SA Premier, Stephen Marshall, says it's too early to say whether city workers are returning to their offices as being encouraged from today. There were 1,953 new COVID cases in South Australia today, nearly 500 fewer than the day before. There are 288 people in hospital, 27 in intensive care, 5 on a ventilator. A month ago, South Australians were encouraged to work from home, but the Premier says that's changing.
We are, I think, the first state in Australia to move away from the guidance to work from home. And so we are gradually, in a staged way, improving the number of people in our CBD. The CBD's been hit really hard, so we are encouraging those people, up to 25% of people, back into their offices.
Victorians may need to show proof of three vaccination doses to gain entry to pubs, theatres and major events, state political reporter Richard Willingham reports.
The Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has given his strongest indication yet that the definition of fully vaccinated will require three doses. The issue will be discussed at National Cabinet this afternoon. This morning, Mr. Andrews indicated it was likely that the vaccinated economy, the rules barring unvaccinated patrons from certain places, would be extended to those that have had the booster.
To beware, two was the to get your green tick, it'll be three.
35% of Victorian adults have had their extra dose, which is increasing by about 1% every day.
The Federal Resources Minister says Australia has available gas supplies to help meet possible shortfalls in Europe. US and European officials have started discussions about meeting the continent's needs should Russia begin restricting gas supplies. Senior White House officials mentioned Australia as a potential source of additional supply. Resources Minister Keith Pitt says Australia has uncontracted gas that could be offered.
We don't have any formal requests, but you know, clearly we do stand ready to stand with our friends and allies when they have a shortfall, and of course we'll have to do that out of uncontracted gas.
Renting in the nation's capital is more expensive than in any other city in the country. Rosie King explains.
CoreLogic's quarterly rental review confirmed Canberra boasts the most expensive capital city rental market, with $651 the median weekly rent across units and houses. In second place is Sydney at $604, and third is Darwin at $561. Rental prices in the territory rose 8% across 2021, which means it's costing Canberra renters 21% more for a house and 14% more for a unit than a decade ago. The most expensive suburb in Canberra to rent a house is Campbell. As for units, Forrest tops that list.
South Australia's new Lieutenant Governor has been sworn in at Government House. Dr. James Mukey is a well-known eye surgeon and blindness prevention pioneer. He was also the 2020 Australian of the Year. He says combating health issues, particularly type 2 diabetes, will be his priority.
Particularly concerned about the health of South Australians and particularly Aboriginal health. So what I would like to do with this role is to continue the work that I was doing as Australian of the Year to raise awareness, to really try and turn this epidemic of type 2 diabetes around, to improve the health and the lives of South Australians.
A man's been stabbed during a home invasion at Castle Hill in Sydney's northwest today. The 55-year-old's been taken to hospital after being stabbed in the chest. You're up to date with the latest from ABC News.